What you're about to listen to is a free preview of my new supporter-exclusive show called Hot Button, which is an interview series where I sit down with activists, intellectuals, journalists, celebrities, friends, and everyone in between and just hash some shit out. And then at the end, I ask them, with the press of a button, which person or policy would they eliminate? I hope it whets your interest and appetite, whatever. I hope it makes you want to become a paid supporter of the Bituation Room. You can do that by going to www.patreon.com/bituationroom and signing up for as little as $5 a month. It goes a long way to making this show possible. And thank you so much in advance. She's a New York Times bestselling author of the book You Were Born for This, Astrology for Radical Self-Acceptance, and the world-renowned astrologer behind the Chani app, which I have. She is known for blending ancient astrological wisdom with mindfulness and psychology, but also a little bit of social justice and organizing and present-day politics. She's incredibly active on Instagram with her readings, but also her interviews with politicians. And she's incredible at using astrology to better understand the current political and historical moments that we're in right now. Her podcast, Astrology of the Week Ahead with Chani Nicholas, is one of the top podcasts in spirituality and astrology, and I listen almost every week. And I know some of you are not into astrology and you're like, I don't know, should I listen to this? But buckle up, because you're about to hear things you have not heard before. And if you don't understand what Uranus in Neptune or Neptune in the Mercury, Mars and all the things, if you don't know what that means, that's okay. Neither do I. There are these moments where astrologers and like yourself have like seen shit that was about to go down. And it's funny that I mentioned the beginning of you know, being in high demand before the election of 2024, because I feel like most astrologers then were like, you don't want to know what's about to happen.
Okay, this is the thing.
Yes. Did you know?
I mean, I know
Trump was going to win.
I hoped against hope that that it could be something different.
Yes.
This is the thing with the astrology and Trump and the United States. The United States has Uranus in Gemini in its natal chart, because countries have charts, states, towns, people, events, businesses, everything has a chart. If it comes into being, it has an astrology chart. Uranus in Gemini is one of the bigger signatures in the United States' chart. What does Trump have? He has Uranus and Gemini. Every time Uranus has been in Gemini, this country has been at war. Gemini is an important sign for this country because of that placement. So him being a Gemini sun with his sun right next to Uranus and Gemini, and this country this year, 2025, and especially 2026, having its Uranus return, was just too same-samey. But Kamala had a Gemini rising, so I hoped against hope that it could, I could be like, well, she could maybe fit. But the problem is that there's too much, like astrologically speaking, when I looked at 2025, it was a game-changing year. All these planets change signs that take forever, and they all did it in the same year. And so it was like, oh, everything's changing hands this year. And so as a socialist, I will say, as a democratic socialist, I will say, you cannot fight fascism with liberalism. I don't care what the astrology says. Astrologically, as an astrologer, I will say, if you don't lead with a message of massive change, if this is an election year and all these planets are changing signs, you better symbolize change. If you are symbolizing the same old, and you are excusing things like genocide that I had to pay for with my own tax dollars, it's not going to be good for you.
No matter whether you're a Gemini or not.
I can say that as somebody who just cares about life on this planet. And I can also say that as an astrologer.
Right. The planets and the stars are telling us it's time to put forward something different. And
2025 was a moment for change. And that change is going to carry us for at least the next 7 years. Not meaning that he will be in power for 7 years.
But this I do is think this change moment.
This is 2025 was a moment where it all had to change. And so you see how Mamdani changed it. There's change. Massive political change needed to happen. So he gave us one option and Trump gave us the other option. They're also both Leo risings. So,
you
know,
it's like, have you done his, yes, chart?
Yeah. We have his chart done on our site on Channing.com. You can go read Mamdani's chart because his mom gave us his birth time.
Oh my God. I love that so much.
They are media baddies. Okay. Sorry. I keep interrupting you.
No, but to your point, you're talking about, you know, the United States being, you know, Uranus in, what is it? Gemini. And Trump being the same. And he almost seemingly, although he is, we are celebrating the end of American empire or whatever.
The fall, the crumbling.
He's seeing it as a marker of, oh, it's a 250th birthday, you know, in June. Yeah. Of
okay,
this
so can I tell you something wild?
Please.
So on July 4th, on that 250 year,
That's our birthday. I forgot. I was like, on our birthday in June. Yeah. What the fuck's wrong with me? Am I not a patriot? No, I'm not, actually.
But we know that empires end about every 250 years, that there's that theory that they take about 250 years to end. So here we are. But on that day, Uranus and Mars will come together in Gemini, which spells out something that looks really disruptive and like a little shocking or a little disturbing. And I was looking at the charts of the country and moments because of the Voting Rights Act, ruling. And I was like, oh, when this country was formed, so the chart for the United States, it has a Uranus-Mars conjunction in Gemini, as does the Civil War. The chart for the Civil War also has a Mars-Uranus conjunction. And so we're going to have that again on July 4th. And I don't know if something will happen at that moment, but I was just looking for the kind of reoccurrences of what's going on now in the country and what was going on in those moments that we're kind of pointing back to.
That's terrifying. But also makes sense. And you wrote, because obviously people know you for your social media. It's incredible. If you don't have the Chani app, get it. And you wrote when this decision came down and around the Voting Rights Act, and now the South is basically rushing to gerrymander all, you know, voters of color out and all Democratic districts out, that the last time Neptune was in Aries was the Civil War, Reconstruction, and the formation of the KKK. And Neptune was in Aries in that moment, or is in Aries.
It's in Aries now. It was in Aries then. That was the last time it was in Aries. And it just came back into Aries as of 2025 and just settled back in 2026. So when I was looking at the year ahead, I kept, you know, I do readings like, you know, 6 months ahead. And I'm like, okay. The last time Neptune was in Aries was the birth of the KKK. And I was like, I don't even really want to give out that information because it's so fucking horrible. But we also have to be like, okay, well, how do we see white supremacy being codified or being systematized again? And then when this ruling came down, it came from the birthplace of the KKK. And it is literally just white supremacy, full out, just without the hoods, making this ruling. You're just like, oh my God. And I said in that post, the planets don't like make us do it, but because we never deregulated, we never restructured our system, white supremacy was always the system we were living in within. It's only ever going to come back again until you dismantle it. And so you can look at history repeating itself, and you can look at the planets historically doing the same thing at the same time. And so the reason why people look to astrology in these moments is it's like, can we glean anything from the past? When was the last time this happened? How long will this last? What does it mean? And if we were at the birthplace of the KKK the last time, 165 years ago, the last time this planet was here, and then the next time it comes back, we're back in the same literal physical terrain in this country. How do we not do this again in 165? Like, can we actually just say this is what it is?
So when it comes back, it's going to be 160 years?
It is back. It's been 165 years.
And then we'll be all dead by the time it comes back again.
Yeah.
And the aliens sorting through our podcast.
Right. Yeah. We'll hear me say this.
We'll hear you say this. We'll be like, oh, duh.
And that's why they all died, because they couldn't dismantle white supremacy.
Yes, exactly. We get it now.
The robots, the AI will tell them. Well, like, they trained us to be white supremacists, and then we killed them all. And so that's who's here now.
Their little white hoods. God, what a beautiful future. Well, this is actually what I want to ask you about. How, you know, I think some people hear that and they're like, well, I guess it's just written in the stars, you know, and there's nothing we can do about it. I know you don't see it that way, but how do you prevent your readings from being fatalistic versus, you know, kind of mobilizing?
Right. So this is our call to action, because the counter to white supremacy didn't fail, right? It wasn't wrong. Like the Civil Rights Act, the civil rights movement, it didn't fail. It is ours to pick up and to never, ever forget that it is ours to work at and work with every single day. We do not wait for election season. We work all the time. We work to elect specific people that we think will be good partners once they're in that position. We hold them to account every day of that position. And then when they're done, we do it again. And we don't pass this off to some other, like, oh, well, they got it. Like, they got the job, so good, I can go retire. We have to be partners to the creation of our communities and our societies and our towns and our cities and our everything all the time. And we can't ever think that because some kind of thing passed, abortion laws, you know, Medicaid, once it passed, any of our rights we got, that's it. We don't then hang up the shingle. Oh, well, I'm good. I don't have to do it anymore.
You know, I love this 7 years too. I'm like, I'm coming back to that 7 years because that feels... it does feel like we're in this moment of change. It does feel like we're in a very significant time. And you know, I'm even thinking as soon as the midterms. And you know, I was following your readings pretty closely from last year, because I was like, 2026 has to be better than this. Please, God, tell me. And I think what I really learned was that you were saying, let's put the first few months of 2026 in the 2025 bucket, because they're going to be gnarly and they're going to be rough. And lo and behold, ICE murders 2 people in Minneapolis. And then, you know, I think kind of with like, you know, the Chinese New Year and like the fire horse, like I was feeling this momentum. And you were also like, you know, if you, you know, personally or career-wise feel kind of stuck, like March is when it's going to kind of like, release a little bit. And so I've been hanging on that, because I've also felt that, you know, my life. But now I'm looking at the midterms and I'm like, this is going to be wild, because you also have a increasingly, I would say, radicalized for good. When we say radicalized, we don't think that's a bad thing. Radicalized Democratic voting base and not voting base, who are very tired of the lack of change in their leaders, and who are seeing, you know, Republicans run away with this Supreme Court, you know, these governors in the South doing what they're doing, and are like, we need to take this all into our own hands. There are violent manifestations of that, you know, in the form of like someone attempting to shoot the president or whatever. But you know, they're also collective and very productive expressions of that. I don't know where to go. I'm just putting that to you as like, where do you see the rest of the year? What are the stars saying in the planet?
Well, I do think that there is a very important eclipse that happens in August that says to me, so the eclipses that happened at the end of February were right around the time that Khomeini was assassinated. Now, Khomeini was born on an eclipse. Trump was born on an eclipse. Netanyahu was born on an eclipse. So these three eclipse figures.
In hell. Sorry.
Yes, exactly.
Demon seed eclipse.
Yes. The Nakba occurred during the same eclipses that Netanyahu was born under. October 2023 occurred around the an eclipse. It was eclipse season. Same eclipse that Netanyahu was born under, that the Nakba happened under. So it's like all of these eclipse things are really big for leaders. And we're having the first eclipse in Leo in a long time in August. And so it just looks dicey for leaders at that time. And, you know, we can, I think that he's a Leo rising. I'm not saying it's bad for all Leo risings. I'm just saying if you already look like the Walking Dead, and you already have prefrontal lobe dementia or whatever, and you are a megalomaniac, or whatever other kind of analysis we want to give him, diagnosis.
Narcissist, rapist.
Yeah, pedophile. If you're already that and you're sleeping in front of cameras all over the world, I think an eclipse in August might knock you down. So, I might just be being hopeful.
Yep. Nope.
I said this on Vibe Check, but I was like, I'm going to Hannah Horvath it and be like, our leader is going down in August to, well, a leader will go somewhere in August. Like,
our leader is going down in August to Mar-a-Lago, but also maybe down completely.
Down. He's getting demoted in some way. I just feel like there's no way he gets to September without something really like getting him at the knees. I might be being hopeful. I think some sort of leadership change is really in the stars though in August. I don't know if it's ours, but that's what it looks like. So that and how that might impact elections and so forth, I'm not sure. But I will say this. Over the course of November, the first part of November, Venus, the planet of justice and women and femmes and all of us, and Mercury, the planet that counts things like ballots, will both be retrograde. I don't love it, but I do also think that there is a, and this might be hopeful of me too, but I am hoping that that Venus retrograde brings out something so damning and so horrific and so in our face about the Epstein files and survivors in general, that it changes the nature of the elections.